Well, we all hope that substantive, meaningful and positive progress is going to be made at COP26, Congress of People, in Glasgow this weekend. South Africa is sending a delegation. What should we expect from them? We are the world's 13th highest carbon emitter. We are the highest carbon emitter in Africa. And we are still very wedded to the use of coal as a primary energy source for the foreseeable future. James Formby is chief executive at RMB. He's on the line to us from Sandton this evening. It's 6 years since the world agreed the Paris Accord. What hope have you got that we will make substantive progress at COP26 in Glasgow, James?
Hi, good evening, Bruce, and good evening. I think a lot of this conference is going to be about the money. And as you know, there's been this annual commitment of $100 billion of climate finance from developed markets to developing markets. And I guess you could say that perhaps there were some short arms and long pockets, because this commitment has been underfunded over recent years. And I think a lot of the focus in this COP will be about climate, blocking that finance, both at a governmental level, from developed countries to developing, and also unlocking enormous quantities of private finance. As we've seen, a lot of people who have money to invest in the right ways.
James, we've got a terrible signal and it keeps dropping out. I'm going to ask my producers just to get you on a better quality phone line. Cross the road. Can lean out the window and hear him clearer than the phone lines, for goodness sake. I mean, there is pretty blue building. The sun glinting off it at sunset. James Formby breaking up a little bit this evening. So let's get him on a better quality phone line, because there's nothing more irritating for you, and certainly for me, than trying to have a conversation with somebody whose third word, is lost in translation. So we're just getting James Formby back to have that discussion all around COP26 and the progress he hopes to see us make as a significant global emitter of carbon as we burn our way to an attempted prosperity, because we are wedded to coal. It's one of our great weaknesses as an economy. We're not making a transition fast enough. Let's get hold of James Formby, and let me tell you also that we'll chat to Wayne McCurry this evening about today's activity on the JSE. A good strong market it was in the aftermath of the results that we saw from Tesla and other results that we saw coming through from US companies that are printing big sets of numbers. Back to James Formby now, the chief executive at RMB. Sorry, James, you were just intermittent there. Donald Trump, of course, took the United States out of the Paris Accord, and Joe Biden's brought it back. And I guess that's huge relief for this particular gathering. It does suggest that the world is going to be serious about the measures that it would like us to take for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think that's very positive. Obviously the U.S. plays a key signaling role to the rest of the world, Bruce, but I think we're also seeing how many countries around the world are also making commitments around net zero to 2050. And, clearly that's obviously one of the things that I hope South Africa is also prepared to do as the delegation heads now off to COP.
And what do you want us to take to COP? What do you want us to take, and what do you want us to bring back?
Bruce, the first thing is a unified and clear message as a country that we are really committed to this net zero by 2050. As you've seen, large emitters like Sasol and Eskom, Sasol's made some very public commitments. Eskom's talking about the just energy transition. So the large corporate emitters are saying the right things. Banks are also doing likewise. It's important that we don't have mixed messaging from government here, sort of residual commitments to coal. As a country, we need to be bold and actually make the commitments that the world expects us to make, because if we don't, there are all sorts of horrible things that start happening. You know, there's talk of taxes into the EU, for example, for big emitting countries. You know, the access to finance will reduce. So I hope we make the very, very clear and bold commitment we need to make. And in return, I hope that the rest of the world, developed countries, are prepared to commit funding for us to help, for example, the just energy transition of Eskom. We've got a really unique opportunity with coal-fired power stations that all need to be pretty much closed in the next 15 years, except for Medupi and Kusile. And so we have a great opportunity as a country to pivot and to change our energy source to renewables, to gas. You know, if we get some help along the way, I think so much the better.
The clarity of message is what is so important. And I think you're quietly subtweeting Gwede Mantashe, who does unfortunately not communicate as clearly as he could, or maybe he does, and that's scary, what government's real intention is. Because there is this intention by richer countries who will help poorer countries green up. Banks, insurers, investors, other financial firms also are, I think, very keen. Yourselves are keen to help fund this transition to greener energy into a greener future. The world is getting hot, and it's absolutely terrifying. Just the weather patterns over the last 12 months alone should be warning us that not all is well on the planet.
Yeah, Bruce. Our own commitments also to net zero by 2050, but as a bank, and we're going to release our TSF CFD report tomorrow on that, we're also going to commit to $200 billion of finance, either direct, you know, on our balance sheet or facilitated over the next 5 years for sustainable finance purposes. Because we've all got to play our part here, as you say. We can all see what's happening. And actually, I think the opportunities to change, you know, South Africa can lead in green hydrogen, for example. Green steel will come. There's some unique advantages that we have that we should take while we can, and while the world is reaching out, I hope, to help South Africa.
Thanks to James Formby, Chief Executive at RMB.